President Donald Trump announced that he and congressional leaders have reached a deal to reopen the government for 3 weeks while continuing the negotiation for money to build the U.S.-Mexico border wall. While government employees in Utah, along with the rest of the United States, will start receiving paychecks again, many people fear that they're not yet out of the hot water. Bill Tibbetts, the assistant executive of Crossroads Urban Center, explains that the Salt Lake City's food pantry is getting more and more government workers every day. And although the shutdown is lifted by the short-term bipartisan deal, he says that if the congressional negotiation continues in a stalemate, the people using the center's services could be facing the same problem soon.
People will lose their food stamp benefits, lose their WIC benefits. If they're getting a housing subsidy, they won't get that. There'll be people facing eviction. It needs to be resolved soon.
Many Utah government employees rely heavily on the income they bring in, often living paycheck to paycheck. J.D. Herndon is a graduate student at Utah State University, as well as a part-time research assistant at the USDA Pollinating Insect Research Unit. He is one of 35,000 Utah government employees that has suffered from the 35-day shutdown.
I didn't anticipate a government shutdown. I didn't want to take on too many responsibilities, so I was planning on this being my income.
After the longest government shutdown in United States history, Utah is hoping that President Donald Trump and congressional leaders can come to an agreement regarding the U.S.-Mexico border wall. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Megan Nelson.